All righty, guys. So this is the next candle, right? So what is this whole thing that we're doing? This is the what season is this? Starts with it is winter season. Very smart, winter. Bruce, you're teaching them right. Where you at, Bruce? He's hiding. Okay. So it is winter, and this is the season. It begins with the letter A.
Advent.
Right. So what does Advent mean? It means the what? The coming. That's right. The coming of what?
Jesus,
very good. So we have four, now we have five candles, right? Five candles. So do we remember what the first candle represented? Seven kids, I know. Do you remember what the first candle represented? What was it?
Peace,
that's right. Peace. It's the prophet's candle. It's the preparation candle. It's the peace that goes before all this, right? Or was it? Yeah, peace. Okay, and the second candle, remember this? Oh, the first one was hope, that's right. The second one was peace. You guys got me confused, I know. So we have hope, and then we have peace, and then we have the newest candle. It's the pink candle. It's the love candle. We usually call it the Mary candle, right? And why do we call it the Mary candle and the love candle? Who was the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And how did Mary feel towards Jesus?
She loved him.
She loved him. Why did she love him? First and foremost, because she's a mom, right? So how do we know that people, how do we know that we're loved? Hey, you, Phil. That's a good question for you for a Sunday school class. How do we know that we're loved? Yeah? Yeah? All your family loves you, yeah? Yeah? And, I mean, do you show love sometimes by all the gifts you get?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you sometimes measure how much love you have by the pile of gifts you get at Christmas?
No?
You don't do that? No. Because it's not about gifts, right? It's about those warm hugs and kisses. It's about, Caleb, when you're sick and you don't feel good and your mom just spends a lot of time caring for you and taking care of you when you're not feeling good. Would you call that love? Yeah? Jesus says that he loves us. And how do we know that he loves us? Because the Bible says he loves us so much he was willing to do what for us, Delaney?
Die
on the cross. That's right. Yeah, that's a pretty powerful definition of love. Caleb, you ready to die for somebody in this room? You're not answering yes. You wouldn't die for me, Caleb? I feel so sad. It's hard. It's hard. Even Jesus said it. You know, it's reasonable, Jesus said, that somebody would be willing to die for a good person. But it's inconceivable that somebody would die for someone who was not very good. But the Bible says that while, Caleb, you were still a sinner, what did Christ do for you? Did he give you a new drone for Christmas? No. Did he make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That's a sign of love. No. The Bible says that he died for you, even while you were yet a sinner. It's pretty powerful, isn't it? So we're going to light the first candle. And I promised Delaney she could light the pink candle. But we have Kelsey. Would you like to light a candle today? Yeah? Well, we can't light that one. That's a good question. What is this new candle we have here? That's the Jesus candle, right? Was it here last week? No.
I want the purple one.
You want the purple one?
Can I light this one?
Well, we're only going to light three candles today. We're going to light the fourth one next week, and then we're going to light the big candle on Christmas Eve during a candlelight service. Yeah. So each candle has a representation. So we first will light the first one. So we're going to do all girls today. I'm sorry, boys. So, okay, I'm going to get the flame going. Okay, Kelsey, will you light the hope candle, please? Very good. So that's the hope that the Messiah would come, and we know he did come, right?
Can I help my sister do it?
And, yeah, why don't you guys both do together? Careful, we're going to light just the second candle right there. That's the peace candle, because when Jesus came, he brought peace. And why did he bring peace? Because he's the Prince of Peace, right? Okay, so Delaney, you ready for this last one? Uh-oh, it might come out. Hold on a second. We'll do that. Here we go.
How do we get that to light back up?
It's almost magic, but mostly physics. Okay, this is the Mary candle. This is the love candle. Very good. All right, so throw that out. Very good. Put that over there. So watch out. That's very hot, guys. Don't be touching it. Okay, so we have the first candle is the hope, second candle is peace, third candle is love. What is the fourth candle going to be? Starts with a J.
Joy.
Joy. joy. That's right. Because we have joy down in our heart. Why do we have joy in our heart?
Because
Jesus came.
Oh my gosh, it's
that's
already,
right.
It's already
melting. I know. That's what candles do. So let's go ahead and pray. And our prayer is during this season, as we move closer to Christmas, that we remember to have the hope, the peace, the love, and eventually joy in our hearts as we move closer to celebrating the birth of Christ. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for the kids you've given us. We thank you for this season of Advent, where we celebrate the coming of you, our King, our Prince of Peace, the joy of our soul, the lover of our existence, the one who went before us and is preparing a place for us when we step into glory. Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son. We thank you for giving him the mission to embrace our sins, that we might take his righteousness and be called the sons and daughters of you. Father, we ask now that you will bless us and keep us safe. And Father, I ask that you'll be with these children. And Father, our biggest and most greatest prayer is that these kids will never know a day, not a single minute, that they haven't walked hand in hand with you. And Father, from this day to the day they step into glory, may they always be in your presence. Father, we ask this now in the name of your Son and our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys. Appreciate you coming. Brother Phil?